Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can learn more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, we've got a returning guest for you today, the beautiful inside and out Jamie Lee Silver. Jamie Lee Silver is the founder of Silver Lining Systems for Relief from Anxiety and Grief. She's an EFT practitioner and the author of a wonderful book, Our Forever Ben. You can find out more about Jamie Lee Silver and her wonderful work at tapforhappiness.com. Welcome, Jamie Lee Silver.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so great to be back with you and your listeners.
So Jamie Lee Silver, and for our audience, we're going to be talking today about how to love yourself, which I think we would all agree is really the foundation for natural healing. Because if you don't love yourself, you're not going to take good enough care of yourself to get well from whatever ails you, right? And low self-esteem is at the root of so many illnesses. So Jamie Lee Silver, what is self-love? What is your definition of self-love?
Oh, thanks for asking. And thanks again for having me on, Catherine. My definition of self-love has a lot to do with what we say to ourselves in our brain when we talk to ourselves. And I know, Catherine, you'll have a lot to add to this conversation because you are a word girl like I am. You know the power of words. And I really believe that is the basis of self-love.
I love that definition. I would add to your excellent wisdom on there, I would say my definition of self-love would mean to have a healthy relationship with your true self.
Absolutely. And a connection to who or what or how you consider your true source to be. Absolutely key.
Yes. Because when I'm doing medical intuitive readings, one of the things that I look at is your relationship with yourself. And there's lots of dramas there that can get away in the way of actual self-love. Poor me, aloof, interrogator, intimidator, right? And these are all unhealthy relationships, or also saboteur for sure. So these are all very, very unhealthy relationships that we can have with ourselves that can interfere with self-love. Another definition, if I would add to this, you know, when you go to Webster's and you look up, it's like, you know, these different definitions of self-love, it would be to have a true appreciation and understanding of true appreciation and understanding of who are you.
I love that.
Right. And if you study the heart meridian, one of the things about heart meridian is knowing who you are. So it's to have a true understanding and appreciation of who you actually are would be a way of really loving yourself.
And adding to that, and your purpose and your why and what juices you.
Yes. Now, Jamie Lee Silver, what does self-love mean to you?
Well, there are so many aspects of it. First of all, I have to say we do not grow up in a self-loving society currently. I would love for that to change. And I see the awakening of people and children being treated with respect right now. And I grew up in a very loving family, but I also grew up in this era where children and people, there was just a lot of shame. A lot of shame. And it's very subtle and it's very overt. It's both things. And from a very early age, we are shaming ourselves for what we do, think, and be. And then we're shaming ourselves for shaming ourselves for what we do. It's a spiral. And there is a way out.
Okay. And now, Jamie Lee Silver, you and I both, as professional healers, we both empower our clients to love themselves more, right?
Yeah.
Right? Because when you love yourself, you're going to have the motivation for the self-care. You're going to have the why. You're going to remember why you're here. Personally, I feel that every human on the planet needs a healing to overcome feeling not good enough. Because as you say, that's the message that we receive, you know, from our society. And even I joke, I wish I was taller and had curly red hair, but I'm 5'3 and have brown hair, whatever. Here I am, deal with it, right? You know, but one of the ways that I help people, you know, sort of resolve this issue is to help you understand that you are already a VIP. What do I mean by this? Vibrational interference pattern. So Jamie Lee Silver and I are both really nice people, but we have different energy. And you have to understand that your energy is as unique as your thumbprint. And when you understand that your energy is unique, if you're here, it's a spiritual principle that the world needs you. There's no energy just like you. You're already a VIP. And when you understand that you are already a unique vibrational interference pattern, you're a unique energy, then I don't have to be taller. I don't have to be richer. I don't have to be better looking. I just have to be the best me and embrace who I am.
I love it. I love it. I love it because our greatest gift to the world is ourselves. And the more we be ourselves, the more others are allowed to be themselves. And the more we love ourselves, the more others love themselves. That's really the way it works.
Yes. Now, and you mentioned that we don't grow up in a loving society. And if I'm just going to pick two trends. One is racism and another is misogyny.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. I was, I love my parents. They were the absolute best. And we heard messages of, you know, children should be seen and not heard, which we thought was ironic and mostly was. But there was a certain way little girls were supposed to be. And mm-hmm. they were supposed to be that way. And, you know, for the rest of your life, you kind of live out of what else is possible and who am I really growing into the beauty of who you are.
Yes. So I'll take racism, for example, here at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I've done a number of interviews about how racism affects your health, right? And just growing up in a racist society can have a huge effect on people on literally every level. I'll never forget going to church one day, and I grew up in Savannah, Georgia, and I was headed to church. I was, you know, in my Sunday best, and two people of color asked me, can we go into your church?
Yeah.
I was just like shocked. Like, I was like, of course, right? Okay. You know, but the fact that they were concerned enough to have that question, will we be welcome? Will we be included? Will it be safe for us, right? And these are questions that some of us don't have to consider. And then another one is misogyny, right? So, for example, when I grew up, my family had a large piece of property worth $4 million at the time, and it was just given to my brother. I was the oldest, not like, you know, we're going to give you an equal amount. It's like, you're the boy, he gets the stuff, and here I am. And,
yeah.
right? You know, so that was a big message, right? So we have to acknowledge when we're talking about self-love that many of us have grown up in a culture that where we didn't feel safe to be who we were, we didn't feel valued to be who we are, and that as we go about building positive self-image and positive self-love, we have to overcome these messages from our society. Another big one, and I'm going to talk about something personal. I grew up in an abusive household. So my earliest memory of my life is of my father beating my mother and her covering me with her body so I didn't get hit. I experienced physical abuse growing up. And then I spent 2 years in a support group for battered women. And I remember when I was studying about abuse and healing from abuse, one of the most wise, profound things that I said, that I read, said that when someone has grown up in an abusive household, that it is easier for the child to internalize and decide there's something wrong with me than, you know, there is something wrong with my parents, and that, you know, it's not okay to be hit. It's not okay to be verbally abused, right?
Yeah.
You know, or sexually abused, or all the ways that we can experience abuse. So when we're talking about self-love, we have to acknowledge that many of us are fighting these larger messages from our culture, from our family, and from our upbringing. Now, Jamie Silver, can you share for our audience what has been your journey to self-love?
Well, as a child, I was an empath, so I just absorbed everything around me, but I didn't realize that I was an empath. Of course, we didn't even have words like that. I just spent a lot of the time being very, very sad and not really knowing why, because I did have a very loving family. I had, you know, but I, so I discovered, and through John Denver's words, I just realized that happiness is self-created and that it was going to be my life's mission to create my own happiness. And that is an everyday, every moment, and my mission then to help others, to put that hand out, to help them realize that whatever has you stuck, no matter what it is, there is a way to get out. I'm obviously there are some exceptions, but so I'm just going to start when I discovered EFT tapping. Because there was this moment, it came across Facebook, and that's how I discovered Emotional Freedom Techniques, EFT tapping, which is part of the fourth wave of psychotherapy that's coming in that involves the body and the energy systems. And it's very exciting. And that's what I do and my main modality. So I found myself looking in the mirror, as Louise Hay tells you to do, and tapping. And part of the tapping sequence is to say, I deeply and completely, as I was taught at the time, love and accept myself. And I started crying because I had been searching. I knew that self-love was important. Right? I knew. And I heard it intellectually. Louise Hay said, it's the most important thing of your life. Everybody's like, you got to love yourself. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds like a really great idea. I really, really want to love myself. And as I was tapping and saying, I deeply and completely love and accept myself, I realized in that moment that tapping had the key from intellectually trying to love myself to the actualization of the experience of loving myself. And that is the process that my clients come through as they're able to tap out the stuck emotions and through matrix energetics, relieve themselves of the pain of whatever childhood wounds they had. So that's why I'm so excited about what I do.
And your business is called tapforhappiness.com, which is so beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you.
And I, like you, when I was growing up, I was clinically depressed. And I look back on my childhood with tremendous compassion because feeling depressed was the logical response to a physically, verbally, and emotionally abusive environment, right?
Yeah.
And I remember when I was in the support group for battered women, and I just share that openly so that if that is your situation, you realize and know you can heal from that. I remember being in the support group for battered women and journaling about all the bad things that had happened to me and just saying, this is ridiculous. I actually want to be happy. I thought I have no idea how to be happy, but I set my intention to become happy. And two of my 10 books are all about how to heal depression without drugs, the most recent being Banish the Blues Now. So for you, yeah, your modality to help you love yourself is EFT tapping. And in addition to that, there are many others. And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from our commercial sponsor here at UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. We're listening to Jamie Lee Silver explain how to love yourself. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So, Jamie Lee Silver, you are an EFT practitioner. How does tapping help with self-love?
What's in the way of most of our happiness and self-love are the ingrained emotions that we adopted in childhood and childhood trauma. Now, I'm kind of the believer that every person has some sort of childhood trauma, no matter how severe things have impacted us in the decisions that we've made about who we are. And when we tap, the first way I teach people, and you can learn it here now and use it, and I'd love to hear from you if you use it, is the ability to be able to recognize that emotions are felt in the body, and emotions are actually held in the nervous system of your body. And that being so, they can also be released by gentle tapping in specific parts of your body, and then speaking the truth of what you're experiencing. So the first thing I teach my new clients, and something I feel is very important, and that's tapping on the side of your hand between your knuckle and your wrist very gently with the opposite hand's fingertips and saying, even though I feel this emotion, you can name it if you want to, or you can say this emotion, and you can identify, if you can, not everybody can, but it doesn't matter, where you feel it in your body. Even though I feel the sadness in my chest, following that with, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And if you can't say, I deeply and completely love and accept myself, you can say something like, I'm willing to try tapping and see if it helps.
Beautiful, beautiful message. I'm going to add some additional techniques, all right?
Awesome.
So recently, someone reached out to me from Palestine, the West Bank, and I was communicating with this lady via WhatsApp, and she hadn't worked in 2 years, and she had a terrible skin issue. And anyway, it's a long story. And I offered to pray for her, given that she's living in one of the most dangerous cities in the world at the moment. And I said, will you please send me your photograph? And she said, she finally sent me a photograph, and it was 4 years ago. And she said, I haven't taken a picture of myself in 4 years because I'm so ashamed of the way that I look, right?
Yeah.
And which is a very common thing, right? And, you know, I'm 65, you know, this is who I am. And, you know, part of self-acceptance is making videos to help people. But there's a wonderful Australian bush flower essence called Five Corners. And Five Corners is an Australian bush flower essence. And basically, it helps you overcome feelings of low self-esteem when you don't like yourself because you don't like the way you look, right? And so that's very common. So you can look up the Australian bush flower essence, Five Corners. Another technique, in addition to the EFT tapping that Jamie Lee Silver talks about, is mirror work. So sooner or later, you're going to go into the bathroom, brush your teeth, wash your face. And when you look in the mirror, you know, there was a very famous photographer named Diane Arbus. And she said that what people notice first is the flaw. So many of us, we look in the mirror and the first thing it's like, wait a minute, my hair is standing on end, you know, or I've got a pimple or a wrinkle or whatever you think you see is supposedly wrong with you. So when you look in the mirror, the first thing you want to do is you want to make a habit of just saying, I love you, or reminding yourself, I am beautiful, I am kind, I'm intuitive, I am giving. So making positive affirmations and making a habit when you look in the mirror to notice what's good about yourself. And I love your smile, you know. So noticing what's good and using positive affirmations. And as I said, I feel like every human would really benefit from doing healing on overcoming not the feelings of not good enough, just because we've gotten so many messages of not good enough. And some positive affirmations to use to help on your journey of self-love is, I am good enough the way I already am because God made me this way. And I feel that one of the traps in natural healing is, you know, oh, well, you know, if you just go on this diet, you know, then you'll be okay, you know, or, oh, if you just, you know, change something about yourself, and then you get on this hamster wheel of trying to change and improve rather than just going, I'm good enough the way I already am because God made me this way. And another affirmation along that vein is, I am good enough because at the soul level, I always am. And, you know, you have to realize that we don't have to be perfect in order to do our soul purpose. If I had to be perfect to do what I was here to do, I would never have started in the first place, right? So using those positive affirmations, I'm good enough because at the soul level, I always am. And another technique you can do is to journal about this question and ask yourself a very simple question, which is, if I loved myself more, what would I do differently? If I loved myself more, how would I live my life differently, right?
That's a great question.
Yeah, maybe I'd get a little bit more sleep. Maybe I would stop dieting, stop over-exercising, stop weighing myself, stop comparing myself, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I also have to share this story. I remember years ago working with a client. It was an interesting case because she came to see me because she had a severe pain in her groin area, right? Now, if you understand the body, your body's always communicating with you, and we hold emotions in the body, as you said. And the muscle involved was the psoas. The psoas is on the kidney meridian. The kidney meridian was all about fear. Well, the core issue was she was in her early 60s, and in her early 60s, she was finally coming out as a gay woman. And her fear and true terror about, you know, stopping hiding who she really is and was causing all this huge pain in her body. So I think that part of self-love is to stop hiding who you really are, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's such a great point.
Yes. Now, what does Jamie Lee Silver, what does acceptance have to do with self-love?
Oh, I'm just going to start from an EFT standpoint, because that's accepting whatever feeling you're feeling in the moment. So tapping on the side of your hand saying, even though I feel this way, it's okay that I feel this. It's okay that I feel this. You can do this all day long. It's okay I feel this way, and it's okay to release this. Because when people come to me, they might be mad at them. This is just an example that I had the other day. Someone, it was a first session, and it came to me and was mad at herself, and then was mad at herself for being mad at herself, which we've all done it. Right? We've all done it. So tapping that, even though I'm really mad at myself, it's okay to feel this emotion because I feel it, is very fundamental. So because when we don't feel emotions that we feel, we push them like balloons under the water. But when we allow ourselves to just say, oh, there's that emotion again, I feel you. Thank you so much for visiting. And I choose to have this emotion instead, or I release you. That's when you start really communicating with your nervous system. When you communicate with your nervous system, it can calm down and let you think more clearly, lower your cortisol. And I teach tools to help you do that, that are extremely practical that you can use in everyday life.
Great information. And I want to talk about two patterns. One is perfectionism and another is addiction. And so when we are on the hamster wheel of trying to be perfect, right? And it's like, well, you know, I've got this much money and I've got a great family and I'm healthy and so on, but I don't have the right shoes, or I don't, you know, when you're in that pattern of perfectionism, you stay in fight, flight, or freeze. You stay in the cycle of stress, right? And that inhibits your feeling. Versus when we accept ourselves and accept our feelings, then we can accept I'm 65, I have gray hair, I have wrinkles, I get tired sometimes. I may not want to work as hard as I used to, right? And so when we accept how we really feel, that, as you say, is a form of self-love. And the other thing that I want to point out is that addiction, the root of addiction, I feel, or one of the many roots of addiction, is lack of self-acceptance about how we really feel. And so yep. When we can't affect, when we can't accept, I actually feel anxious right now. I feel depressed right now. I feel discouraged. I feel hopeless. Then so many of us try to cover up how we really actually feel with various addictions, whether it's legal drugs, illegal drugs, or even soft addictions like online shopping or overworking or overexercising, right?
Absolutely. And being able, I think people think with emotions that if they accept them, that they're going to stay forever. And one of the things EFT tapping has really taught me is that with true acceptance of an emotion by tapping and tuning into it, it releases. That's the key to moving through it and letting it go. It's so beautiful.
Yes, and I agree with you because emotions are supposed to be energy in motion, right? And, you know, if you think about it, if even if you have a day when you feel sad, okay, it's not going to last forever. And I'm always very careful when I work with young people, and by young people, I'm talking especially about teenagers, because they don't have the tools that you and I do, Jamie Lee Silver. So if they have a bad day or a bad week or even a bad month, then a lot of them can go into hopelessness. And it's why the suicide rate is so high, because they can't accept how they feel and they don't know how to shift their way out of it with very simple tools like EFT, which takes just a few minutes. doesn't take that long, right?
My favorite, in every EFT session that I have, there is a release of emotion and this flow of happiness in, or calmness. Release of the emotions, and my clients say, I didn't know that was possible. I had no idea that I could do that. What a gift.
And with that, let's take a break and listen to another message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. And we're listening to Jamie Lee Silver of TapForHappiness.com talk about how to love yourself. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantanya products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Jamie Lee Silver of TapForHappiness.com. Why do you feel that self-love is the root of all self-healing?
That's the question, isn't it? Such an important question. Self-love, if you love yourself,
You forgive yourself. You are able to, I want to get back to the words for a moment, because, you know, one of my speeches is Change Your Words, Change Your Life, and the profound impact that the vibration of words have on you. And I noticing the way that we speak to ourselves in our head. And as I began this study, which has been a lifelong study, I realized that I was often giving myself the message, you're such an idiot. You should know this, blah, 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 blah. Who knows where that came from? And I just put down my metaphysical muscle, my spiritual muscle, and said, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. And I replaced that with words like, way to go, you got this, and became my own best cheerleader. And that makes me happy when I can say, you got this, you're doing great, Jamie. And the key words, everything always works out for you. Everything always works out for you, even during times of stress. And I wasn't going to talk about this, but very briefly, I just lost my apartment and car and many of my possessions to the two hurricanes in Florida, the West Coast, right there on the beaches. So beautiful. And all through this, I just keep saying, everything always works out for you, Jamie. Everything always works out for you. Everything always works out for you. And this is self-love, to be able to reach yourself with words of love. And the more we love ourselves, the more good we attract to ourselves, which, as you mentioned, it's the basis of gratitude. Can we be grateful for ourselves? If not at every moment of the day, can we really see that as a muscle? And when we stop feeling grateful, to turn around and give ourselves those words or that tap or whatever else we need to feel grateful for ourselves and our lives, which then, of course, attracts more wonderful, good experiences, friends, love to us.
I love this story that you're sharing. Thank you so much for sharing this, Jamie Lee Silver. So in your opinion, how does self-love help us to be more resilient? Because sooner or later, the hurricane's going to come, the flood's going to come, the plumbing will break, the car breaks down, you have an accident, somebody gets sick. It's just life, right?
Exactly. You just got to keep saying and feeling and thinking, you got this. You got this. You got this. You are a winner. You're going to come out. You're going to come out on top. It's all well in the end. And part of the resilience of being that is knowing that I am connected to a source, is knowing that my source loves me, wants all things good for me, knows that in my heart, what I want to do more than anything else in the world is be happy and help others in their happiness journey.
This is very profound. Now, a common exercise that I, homework that I give many of my clients who are struggling with self-love, is to come up with a series of I am statements. So for our audience, I'm going to give you the homework if you choose to accept it. So basically what you do, and I usually help the person as well. Often I've had clients, they go, you've just met me and you know more about what's positive about me than I do. But you make a series of, you list your personal qualities. Like, I'm spiritual, I'm kind, I'm loving, I'm compassionate, I'm a great friend, I'm a great dog mommy, and so on. And you make a series of I am statements. So you write down these personal qualities. If you have difficulty, you ask your loved ones to help you. It's like, oh yeah, but, and you're really funny also. And you're really good at making chili or whatever. You make these statements and you record one single voice memo in your own voice. And it has to be in your own voice, because it's what you say to yourself that matters the most. And then you make this voice memo in your own voice, and then you listen to it every day for 40 days. And you, so you're going for your walk or you're commuting to your job, and then you hear yourself go, I am loving, I am kind, I am beautiful, I am resilient, I am spiritual, I'm intuitive, and so on. And, you know, and you listen to this. So Jamie Lee Silver, in your opinion, are we born loving ourselves?
Maybe. Seems to me we are. You look at those little bitty babies and see what they're all about, but I can't say for sure. Do you think so?
I think that so much of our self-image, which is where our self-love comes from, is imprinted on us by our family of origin and by society. And that before age 5 or 6, we're so programmed by our culture and, you know, by our family. So that as professional healers, you and I, part of what we're doing is unwinding a lot of this early childhood programming. I do believe that as we come in, we do come in with messages and programming from our past lives. At least that's my experience based on 31 years of experience. I know I've done some profound healings recently around releasing guilt. And it wasn't even from this lifetime. It was from previous lifetimes. So I think that, you know, we're born not quite totally a blank slate, but so much gets programmed in our early childhood. So Jamie Lee Silver, what happens to us when we forget to love ourselves?
We lose hope.
So tell us more about that.
You know, some of the people who have come to me for grief, I've worked with widows, I've worked with parents, I've worked with people who have had accidents, I've worked with anyone, a divorce, people going through life transitions, that there's something. And of course, we didn't mention this, but I am a what they call suicide loss survivor, where my son got sick, his brain got sick, and he took his own life. And that there's a catalyst that starts us on a, oh my God, I shoulda, woulda, coulda, shoulda, woulda, coulda, shoulda, woulda, coulda, shoulda, woulda, coulda. And when we live our lives out of shoulda, woulda, coulda and constant regret, I'm sure you've seen, as I've seen, that it takes its toll on the body, it takes its toll on the mind, it takes its toll on the people around you, because you're in this deep regret that you will, it is sometimes hard to free yourself from. And so I have taken each one of those instances that kept me up at night, where I shoulda, woulda, coulda, what could I have done differently, etc., and tapped on those emotions and freed myself from them. And that's extremely, extremely important. I also have an ongoing relationship with my son in, you might say, the afterlife, which is very reassuring and warm and loving, and is something that if my clients are interested in hearing about or learning, I do teach as well.
And they can read your book, Our Forever Ben.
Yeah. He's ours. He's everyone's.
So Jamie Lee Silver, how does having self-love, or how does loving ourselves, change our life for the better?
In every way, in every possible way. You know, I once asked a woman who was just radiantly beautiful, you know, you meet people who just have that glow, that spark. And I just said to her,
Okay, what is your secret to being so radiantly beautiful? She says, every time I look in the mirror, I say, you're so beautiful, or you're so cute, or look at you. And having that little spark when we see ourselves, when we meet ourselves, and talking to ourselves as if we are our own best friend. Friends elevates happiness on all levels. I want that for everyone.
Truly great information. And as I would say, I believe that self-love is the root of all natural healing. Because if you don't love yourself, you're not going to have the self-care to overcome cancer, for example, right? And really, the sicker you are, or the more serious the illness that you have, the more you have to say, I'm worth saving.
Yes.
I'm
Yes.
valuable. I matter. My needs matter, right?
Excellent points. Yes.
So the sicker you are and the more serious you illness you have, the more you really need to dig deep into the self-love. It's like, I love myself enough not to eat donuts, or to maybe you only have them once a week. I don't know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love myself enough to engage in the self-care that's going to bring about the self-healing that I want, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And
Exactly.
I love myself enough to recognize how valuable I actually am,
Right.
and to realize that I'm already a VIP. I'm already a vibrational interference pattern, that my energy matters, that what I say matters, that who I am matters, that my very presence matters, right? And this is not an egotistical thing. It's just to really realize at a deep spiritual level that if you're still here, if you're still breathing, there's some spiritual purpose that you are here, and that there's something that you contribute to the planet by your very existence. So, Jamie Lee Silver, any final thoughts for our audience?
Oh, well, if you're interested in exploring deeper levels of happiness for yourself and giving yourself a break and taking your spiritual, mental, emotional journey to the next level with a loving companion, energy healer who knows how to teach and instruct and be with you, please reach out to me. And we'll plan a time to get together and just see what your goals are for your life and just be enveloped in love, you know? I see my work as a warm hug. My self-acceptance leads to your self-acceptance, leads to a better world.
You've been listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me at katherinekerrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. Our guest today has been Jamie Lee Silver at tapforhappiness.com. And remember that the more that you learn to love yourself and value who you really are and your true, authentic self, the more that you will heal yourself naturally. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.